Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Photos and video show the California National Guard arriving in Los Angeles. They were deployed by President Trump over the objections of Governor Gavin Newsom after 2 days of clashes between demonstrators and federal immigration authorities. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass told KABC.
I don't see how that is productive at all. I think what needs to happen is that our city needs to regain control.
Up to 2,000 members were deployed. The president's ban on travel goes into effect at midnight. There are full restrictions on entry from 12 countries, partial restrictions for 7 others. Russia and Ukraine failed to complete a planned exchange of dead soldiers Sunday, each side accusing the other of scuttling the plans. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Zelensky urging for new sanctions against Russia as attacks on Ukraine continue. After Coco Gauff became the first American to win the French Open in 10 years, the men's final today in Paris. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Anna Tomei Olson. Postpartum depression and anxiety are more common than people think, and new moms on Medicaid are at a higher risk. Judith Ruiz Brandt reports.
2 of every 5 mothers who give birth in Wisconsin are covered by Badger Care. Federal data shows up to 50% of PPD cases are undiagnosed because of the stigma surrounding symptoms. Jennifer Davis with Postpartum Support International says the condition presented differently for her after both of her pregnancies, with symptoms of overwhelming worry and anxiety after her daughter's birth and depression after having her son.
Crying at night almost all the time, regretting this decision, feeling emotionally disconnected, but still outwardly smiling. Now I really am back in this place of I can't share this. I cannot share that I questioned why I had my son.
Federal data shows the prevalence of PPD is higher among those on Medicaid, with an increased likelihood for treatment in Medicaid expansion states. Wisconsin is one of only 2 states that have yet to expand their Medicaid coverage, although it recently passed legislation to extend Medicaid postpartum coverage from 60 days to a full year. Even though up to 85% of women experience mood changes in the first few days to weeks after delivery, postpartum depression and anxiety can take months to emerge and involve symptoms lasting longer than 2 weeks that interfere with daily life. Common signs of PPD include anxiety, sadness, anger, and irritability, difficulty sleeping, and intrusive thoughts, which can include thoughts of harming your baby. Research shows a 98% recovery rate with treatment. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
A special night for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports at AmFam Field, with the Brewers and Padres weekend series wrapping up today. We'll have an update tonight. Now, last night, the Brewers winning 4-3, thanks to a walk-off home run by rookie Caleb Durbin, manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, there was a lot of great performance tonight, both sides. It was well-pitched, and, you know, this is the type of resiliency that you got to have.
In 2021, Caleb Durbin could have only dreamed of playing for the Brewers someday while in the minor leagues in Wisconsin.
Yeah, you know, it's really cool because when I was playing in the Northwoods League in Fond du Lac, you know, I was a Division III player and playing against a lot of, you know, D1 and other divisions in that league, and that was a big opportunity for me, not really knowing if I would get a chance at the next level, but, you know, was able to get my foot in the door, and looking where I'm at now and being able to go back, you know, it puts it all in perspective.
That's the Brewers' Caleb Durbin. Game 2 of the NBA Finals is tonight. The Thunder host the Pacers, Indiana winning Game 1. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers and thunderstorms developing for today. Some areas of smoke as well. Our winds turning to the northwest, and they'll be a little gusty. High temperatures warming to the middle 70s. For tonight, any rain comes to an end. Lows in the upper 40s to near 50. Currently 62 degrees.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll talk to State Senator Chris Larson. We'll have a guest talking about the growth of building trades apprenticeships. And we're joined by Dr. Kristen Lyerly as well.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Good morning, everybody. The music of the stars. We're on the air till high noon Central, all over the world at civicmedia.us. I'm Lou Regani, your host. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network. That's civicmedia.us. We'll have news and weather and all the usual. But a lot of thoughts about this special week, huh? Whether it's our own dads, or dads of our kids, or those who step into that role just by showing up and caring. This show's for you. Father's Day falls on Sunday, June 15th. But every day's Father's Day. Come on. We've got you covered. Some will bring a smile to your face. And some others will make you think. Work for me. Donna Michi's birthday. The music of the stars. Good morning. Here's Jackie Gleason.
Listen, son. I'm saying this to you as you lie asleep. One little hand crumpled under your cheek. Blonde curls on your forehead. I've just stolen into your room alone. A few minutes ago, as I sat reading my paper in the den, a hot, stifling wave of remorse swept over me. I couldn't resist it, and guiltily I came to your bedside. These are the things I was thinking, son. I had been cross. I scolded you as you were dressing for school because you gave your face just a dab with a towel. I took you to task for not cleaning your shoes. I called out angrily when I found that you had thrown some of your things on the floor. And at breakfast, too, I found fault. You spilled things. You put your elbows on the table. You spread butter too thick on your bread. As you started off to play and I made for my car, you turned and waved your little hand and called, "Goodbye, Daddy." And I frowned and said in reply, "Straighten your shoulders." And then it began all over again in the late afternoon. As I came up the hill, I spied you down on your knees playing marbles. There were holes in your stockings. And I humiliated you before your boyfriends by making you march ahead of me back to the house. Stockings are expensive, and if you had to buy them, you'd be more careful. Imagine that, son. From a father. Such stupid logic. And do you remember later when I was sitting in the den? How you came in softly and timidly with sort of a hurt look in your eyes? And I glanced up over my paper, impatient at the interruption. You hesitated at the door. "What is it you want?" I snapped. You said nothing but ran across in one plunge and threw your arms around my neck and kissed me. Again and again. And your small arms tightened with an affection that God had set blooming in your heart and which even neglect could not wither. And then you were gone, pattering up the stairs. Well, son, it was shortly afterward that my paper slipped from my hands and a terrible, sickening fear came over me. Suddenly I saw my horrible selfishness, and I felt sick at heart. What was habit doing to me? The habit of complaining, of finding fault, of reprimanding. All of these were my reward to you for being only a small boy. It wasn't that I didn't love you. It was that I expected too much of youth. I was measuring you by the yardstick of my own age. And son, I'm sorry. I promise never to let my impatience, my nervousness, my worries, ever again muddle or conceal my love for you.
Jackie Gleason on Capitol. It's Tony Bennett.
I knew a boy, a little boy, a long, long time ago. His eyes were bright, his step was light, his heart was all aglow. And though his world was young and gay, a magic carousel, and all the happy games he'd play, I still recall so well. There came a time we said goodbye, apart since then, and no one knows as well as I. He won't be back again. And though I search around the world until eternity, I'll never find that little boy, that boy I used to be.
And he also became disillusioned. He recently left the Love family and is here today with his dad, Steve Allen, to tell us how he plans to start over. Would you welcome Brian Allen and Steve Allen? This is certainly not your first visit with us. We've been here before, I think, and we talked briefly about this, and this is the first time we've met Brian. Looking back, Brian, 12 years ago or so, what was lacking in your life that you felt you could find by moving into a situation like the Love family?
Well, I was one of thousands of people coming out of the 60s, very disillusioned with life as it was in the United States, the war in Vietnam, and so on and so forth. And I think for me, it helped satisfy a desire I had to do something, to make a difference on the earth, to do something towards good, you know, to give my life to something.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe the Love family? There are many cults, but can you describe it? Did it have a particular philosophy?
Well, we were based on the Bible, on an interesting blend of the New Testament and the Old Testament. We very much based ourselves on Jesus Christ, but we had an interesting way that we grabbed the Old Testament. We identified with the tribes, one of the lost tribes of Israel, so to speak. Thank you.
Morning, everybody. That's Billy May in the orchestra. Billy May, that's right, the swinger. He's put some strings and vibes, some other cool stuff in his orchestra in 1970, that was. I was talking about Steve Allen and his son and his problems, but how about his wife, Jane Meadows? Yeah, she does an album. Steve wrote the music on this for Father's Day. What is a husband? Let Jane talk. Music of the Stars.
Immediately following a girl's dream of a knight in shining armor and that long walk down the middle aisle, comes that shattering reality commonly called a husband. A husband is... Jane...
Well, there are various ways of acquiring a husband. Candlelight, false eyelashes, homemade pies, wealthy parents, flattery, trickery, and determination. To avoid being one is the primary purpose of every single male. And the primary purpose of every married male is to get every single male married. What are husbands made of? Pipes, waterproof watches, do-it-yourself kits, World Series tickets, fishing trips, conventions, receding hairlines, clumsy feet, and, when they disagree with you, fat heads. When you want them, they can usually be found under cars, inside TV sets, behind newspapers, making bologna sandwiches, in hot water, and frequently in debt. Nobody can come home so late with so many alibis and bring along so many friends for dinner without letting you know. A husband is a rare combination of dreams of conquest, delusions of grandeur, animal magnetism, and wide-eyed innocence with lipstick on his collar. When you're sick, he's the doctor. When you're lost, he's the Boy Scout. When you cry, he's the comic. And when you can't stretch your budget, he's your piggy bank. A husband is an endless source of information. He knows taxes are too high, salaries too low, how to get things wholesale, a screwball from a knuckleball, the answer to last week's quiz shows, how to have a ticket fixed, army buddies, and too many other women. He doesn't know what's eating his boss, what makes his mother-in-law tick, what this world is coming to, how to mambo, and how to keep his mouth shut. Just so you can remember him every minute of the day, he leaves you with shirts to iron, buttons to sew on, spots to take off, messy ashtrays, clothes to pick up, garbage to take out, and then comes home and asks, "What have you done all day?" Who else can fix a hot water heater so quickly and then telephone the plumber for help? Who else can say, "Happy birthday," when it's really your wedding anniversary? And who else can spend a romantic evening yawning, reading, snoozing, and switching TV channels? A husband is lord and master with a dish towel in his hand, a tycoon pushing a lawnmower, and a metropolitan tenor singing in the shower. And when the alarm clock goes off in the morning and you look across the bed, the face you see is not Clark Gable, not Liberace. It's that unshaven, unkempt, bleary-eyed, wonderful hunk of a man, your husband.
Immediately following the innocence of childhood and the freedom of bachelorhood comes that incredible creature known as a wife. Wives come in assorted colors that vary from day to day. Platinum blonde, red, ash blonde, brunette, henna, auburn, and camel brown. According to a recent 30-day survey, by the way, more doctors are switching to camel-haired women than ever before. All wives have one creed in common: to spend every penny of every nickel of every dime of every dollar of every paycheck before you get it. In this respect, they're very much like the government. Wives are found everywhere: at reducing salons, bridge parties, Saks Fifth Avenue, beauty parlors, bargain basements, in your hair, on your lap, in mud packs, maternity rooms, and going through your pockets. Mothers love them. Mother-in-laws tolerate them. Spinsters envy them, and husbands fear them. A wife is purity with cold cream on her face, dignity with a dish mop in her hand, beauty with curlers in her hair, and wisdom with an unbalanced checkbook. No matter how busy you are, your wife will keep you on the phone till she gets that new dress she saw downtown. But when you want to show her off, she hasn't a thing to wear. A wife is a composite of many things: the curiosity of an income tax collector, the suspicion of a detective, the imagination of a psychoanalyst, and the temper of a Marine First Sergeant. She likes charge accounts, babies, soap operas, diets, all kinds of presents, gossip, a 21-inch waistline, mink coats, sleeping late, eating out, and other men. She hates corsets, ironing, being over 30, husbands who use guest towels, budgets, cigars, the Jones Cadillac, her husband's secretary, and other women. Nobody can get as happy on one glass of champagne or be so late to so many appointments. Nobody can spend as much time tweezing, plucking, vibrating, combing, brushing, polishing, rubbing on, rubbing off, touching up, and still come out looking pretty much the same as she did before. Nobody can be as illogical, cry so conveniently, interrupt so frequently, or louse up the punchline of a good story so often. And nobody else can cram into one small pocketbook 4 lipsticks, last year's expired license, 10 handkerchiefs, 2 lumps of Schraft sugar, hairpins, an extra pair of nylons, keys to the trunk in the attic, 2 compacts, a raffle ticket for a turkey, and enough perfume to keep her going for 8 years. A wife is a magical creature. She can make more things disappear just when you need them. She's your warden, your overseer, your treasurer, your probation officer, and your wife. And when you come home at night, tired from a rough day at the office, longing for your slippers and a warm fire, there's nothing in the world like a wife to greet you at the door with 3 little words: "Where's the money?"
My thoughts may stray, my eyes may roam, the neighbor's grass may seem much greener than the grass right here at home. If pretty girls excite me, well, that's life. But just in case you didn't know, I love my wife. My mind at times may dwell on sex. If someone's rating dreams, then most of mine, I guess, are double X. So dimple knees delight me, well, that's life. But just in case you hadn't heard, I love my wife. Like bait that wriggles, and it makes catfish bite. a lady jiggles, and my eyes got a light upon so sweet a sight. And if I shake, break out in spots, don't fret, it's not swine fever, dear. Your swine has merely got the hots. If rosy lips invite me, well, that's life. But just in case you couldn't guess, I love my wife. My mind at times may dwell on sex. If someone's raiding dreams, then most of mine, I guess, are double X. If rosy lips invite me, well, that's life. But just in case you couldn't guess, or hadn't heard, or didn't know, I love my wife. I love my wife. I love. I love my wife.
Music of the Stars. Francis Albert Sinatra. With Cy Coleman and Michael Stewart doing the music. Nelson Riddle's orchestra on the Music of the Stars. Dean Martin.
Hands that are strong but wrinkled, doing work that never gets done. Hair that's lost some of its beauty by too many hours in the sun. Eyes that show some disappointment, and there's been quite a lot in my life. She's the foundation I lean on. My woman, my woman, my wife. Every day has been uphill. We climb, but we can't reach the top. I'm weak and I'm easily discouraged. She just smiles when I want to start. Lips that are weary but tender, with love that strengthens my life. Saint in a dress made of gingham. My woman, my woman. Babies were born in the spring, but died when winter was new. I lost control of my mind and my soul, for my woman's faith carried us through. When she reaches that river, Lord, you know what she's worth. Give her that mansion up yonder, 'cause she's been through hell here on earth. Lord, give her my share of heaven, if I've earned any here in this life. God, I believe she deserves it. My woman, my woman, my wife.
Dino, Jimmy Bones Orchestra. Marty Robbins did the music and lyrics on that. This is from 1947. Next, it's Dinah Shore. It's a takeoff on a picture that was extremely popular, but not for its title, for a couple of characters who were in the background and became the real stars. Talking about Percy Kilbride and Marjorie Main, the Kettles. And this song came from that with Dinah Shore. The picture of the egg and I.
He's such a good egg. He's a regular guy. You'll seldom strike two characters like the egg and I. He's such a good egg. We're just bound to get by. Whatever's in store is good enough for the egg and I. He's no information, please. So what? I'm not the kind to kick. I can overlook his flaws because he knows what makes me tick. Here's what we pray for in the sweet by and by. A bundle of love, facsimile of the egg and I. Information, please. So what? I'm not the kind to kick. I can overlook his flaws because he knows what makes me tick. Here's what we pray for in the sweet by and by. A bundle of love, facsimile of the egg and I.
Ma, what did we ever do to get such a smart son?
For one thing, we got married.
Thank you.
gonna go on a pony ride. I'm gonna have me a time. I'm gonna go on a pony ride. My daddy done give me a dime. I'm gonna buy me some Cracker Jacks. I'm gonna share them with you. I'm gonna buy me some Cracker Jacks and maybe a hot dog or two. I'll say giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, pony boy riding up and down. Say giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, pony all around the town. I'm gonna go on a pony ride. I'm gonna think I'm out west. I'm gonna go on a pony ride, 'cause I love the ponies the best.
Everyone's waiting, tomorrow's the day. The carnival's coming at last. All kinds of goodies and all kinds of rides, and fun when you look in the big looking glass.
What's the matter now, son? Took you on the Ferris wheel, the airplane rides. Why have you got such a long face? I'm trying to do the best I can. Where do you want to go now?
Better now, at least you're smiling. You like that, don't you? I'll tell you what we'll do. I'll get you another hot dog. That really ought to get you sick. Then maybe I think I'll let you go on a pony ride once more.
I'm gonna go on a pony ride. I'm gonna think I'm out west. I'm gonna go on a pony ride, 'cause I love the ponies the best.
Those are the Vagabonds. Here's Francis Albert Sinatra from Carousel.
I wonder what he'll think of me. I guess he'll call me the old man. I guess he'll think I can lick every other fella's father. Well, I can. I bet that he turns out to be the spitting image of his dad. But he'll have more common sense than his pudding-headed father ever had. I'll teach him to wrestle and dive through a wave when we go in the morning for our swim. His mother can teach him the way to behave, but she won't make a sissy out of him. Not him, not my boy, not Bill. My boy Bill, I will see that he's named after me. I will. My boy Bill, he'll be tall and as tough as a tree. Will Bill, like a tree, he'll grow with his head held high and his feet planted firm on the ground. And you won't see nobody dare to try to boss him or toss him around. No pot-bellied, baggy-eyed bully will boss him around. I don't give a damn what he does, as long as he does what he likes. He can sit on his tail or work on a rail with a hammer and hammering spikes. He can ferry a boat on a river or pedal a pack on his back, or work up and down the streets of a town with a whip and a horse and a hack. He can haul a scow along a canal, run a cow, a round a corral, or maybe bark for a carousel. Of course it takes talent to do that well. He might be champ of the heavyweights, or a fella that sells you glue, or president of the United States. That'd be all right, too.
His mother would like that, but he wouldn't be president unless he wanted to be.
Not Bill. My boy Bill, he'll be tall and as tough as a tree. Will Bill, like a tree, he'll grow with his head held high and his feet planted firm on the ground. And you won't see nobody dare to try to boss him or toss him around. No fat bottom, flabby face, pot bellied, baggy eyed bully will boss him around. And I'm damned if he'll marry his boss's daughter, a skinny-lipped virgin with blood like water, who'll give him a peck and call it a kiss and look in his eyes through a lorgnette. Say, why am I taking on like this? My kid ain't even been born yet. I can see him when he's 17 or so, and starting in to go with a girl. I can give him lots of pointers, very sound, on the way to get round any girl. I can tell him, wait a minute, could it be? What the hell? What if he is a girl? You can have fun with a son, but you've got to be a father too. A girl, she mightn't be so bad at that. A kid with ribbons in her hair, a kind of neat and petite little tintype of her mother. What a my little girl, pink and white as peaches and cream is she. My little girl is half again as bright as girls were meant to be. Dozens of boys pursue her, many a likely lad does what he can to woo her from her faithful dad. She has a few pink and white young fellas of 2 and 3. But my little girl gets hungry every night, and she comes home to me. I gotta get ready before she comes. Gotta make certain that she won't be dragged up in slums with a lot of bums like me. She's gotta be sheltered and fed and dressed in the best that money can buy. I never knew how to get money, but I'll try, by God, I'll try. I'll go out and make it, or steal it, or take it, or
Francis Albert, Richard Rodgers, Oscar Hammerstein, from Carousel. Gordon McGray had the hit on that. And that was recorded for the film, but not used because Frank walked off the set. They wanted more from Frank than they had bargained for, and but the recordings exist, so. Now, if you're thinking, what about next week? Don't worry, we'll play it again. In fact, even later on today. Great stuff for the holiday. Say, one of the best Father's Day movies I ever saw, and I've seen a few. From 1995, yeah, that long ago, Al Franken. The picture, Stuart Saves His Family. We'll be on the air till high noon, Central Time. Good morning, everybody, and all our stations on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning, La Crosse, Wisconsin. WLCX 1490.
Terrific show today because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. Hello, I'm Stuart Smalley. Ever since I was a kid,
go, go, go!
I knew there was something wrong with my family. My father grew up in the Great Depression, his mother's, so he wasn't very supportive.
Is Sir Edelog getting a little nervous?
And my mother was much better at cooking than nurturing.
What was your name again?
Waste of space.
Which is probably why I became kind of a guru of the self-help movement.
Darn you, Mom!
Darn you, Mom!
I suppose I'm such a success because my childhood was such a challenge.
I remember you when you were this high and this wide.
As for my family?
We all want to go home and save our families, but we can't.
Yeah. Well, they haven't changed much.
That shot him, Eddie! It shot him!
Okay, Jody, look, I would never ordinarily say this, but
is there any way you can get to a pound cake?
Stewart saves his family.
All right!
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Overnight in Los Angeles. Second straight day of clashes between federal immigration enforcement officers and protesters. These clashes prompting President Trump to deploy up to 2,000 National Guard troops to Los Angeles. ABC's Trevor Ault is there with more.
Governor Gavin Newsom slamming Trump's decision to deploy the National Guard, warning the move is, quote, purposefully inflammatory and will only escalate tensions. But the White House says it will address the lawlessness that has been allowed to fester. And Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth posting online, if violence continues, active duty Marines at Camp Pendleton will also be mobilized. They are on high alert.
At midnight, the president's travel ban goes into effect that restricts access to the U.S. for people from 12 countries. It partially restricts access from 7 different countries. This is ABC News.